Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking aim at something huge in real estate, those commissions.
Yeah, the big chunk of change that often disappears when you sell your home.
Exactly. We're looking specifically at the Dallas-Fort Worth market, DFW, and this really different approach called menu real estate.
It's definitely disruptive for, well, decades. Selling a home meant budgeting, around 6% of the price for commissions. Usually split, right? 3% for your agent, 3% for the buyer's agent.
And that 6%, that's a serious slice of equity, especially with DFW home prices. Equity sellers just gave up historically.
Precisely.
So our sources today, they focus on this one brokerage that's basically ripping up that old percentage model and swapping it for a menu, like ordering a la carte for selling your house. The promise is, well, you keep more cash, more equity, if you're okay with choosing your service level.
Yeah, and that's what we need to dig into. Our mission today is really to analyze this menu real estate structure. We've got to weigh the savings, which are pretty clear, guaranteed savings against the trade-offs. What service level are you getting? How involved do you need to be?
Right.
And then there's this whole other piece, the buyer's agent rebate program they run. Also kind of shakes things up.
Okay, so I'll be asking the questions I think homeowners listening would ask, like, okay, I saved maybe $20,000, fantastic, but am I going to be pulling my hair out managing showings?
Yeah.
Is the saving worth the potential hassle? That balance service versus cost, that's key for me.
And I'll focus on breaking down the financial mechanics. What exactly does the flat fee cover? What's not covered? What are the real implications for the DFW market? So let's unpack it, starting with that headline grabber, ditching the percentage for a flat fee.
Yeah, that cost difference is what makes you stop and look. It's just fundamentally different.
It really is. Menu real estate, it works on this discounted fee structure. The whole idea is the seller picks the services they need. It depends on, your comfort level, what you can afford, how much you want to be involved.
Okay.
But the core innovation, the thing that jumps out, is the
Yeah.
basic listing service fee for a single-family home.
Yeah.
It's a flat $2,000.
$2,000 flat.
Flat. And that fee, plus anything extra you choose from the menu, you only pay it at closing, not up
Well,
front.
okay, let's just pause there. $2,000. If you're selling, say, a $500,000 house in DFW, which isn't unusual, now the traditional listing commission, just the seller side at 3%, that's $15,000.
15,000.
And this model is saying $2,000 instead.
Yeah.
That's $13,000 minimum back in your pocket, just like that. That's the aha moment, isn't it? That's why people are looking at this.
That saving is absolutely the hook. It grabs your attention immediately. But, the immediate question we have to ask is, okay, what does that $13,000 saving represent? Is it paying for convenience? Is it
Right.
paying for someone else to handle the stress? Is it buying back your time? Because now, maybe you're investing that time and effort.
That's the perfect way to put it. That traditional commission, it bought a lot of handholding, didn't it? So if the base price is just 2 grand, what are the big things, the really hands-on services that are now optional extras on this menu?
Right, that's where you customize. The model basically separates the essential marketing and listing stuff from the in-person showing activities. You buy back the services you don't want to do yourself.
Okay, so walk us through the biggest add-on. What's the main one people would consider?
I'd say the most significant one is the professional showings and open houses package. If you want one of their agents to physically be there for all the scheduled showings and to host up to three open houses for you,
Okay.
that costs an extra $1,500.
Okay. So $1,500 for them to handle the open houses and be there when potential buyers come through. What? Wait, even if I add that back in, my total is $2,000 plus $1,500. It's $3,500.
Right.
Plus maybe photography. We'll get to that. But $3,500 is still, well, it's way less than the $15,000 traditional fee on that $500,000 house.
Dramatically less, exactly. And then you mentioned photography. They do strongly encourage using professional photos, which makes sense. Good photos matter online.
Absolutely.
Using their preferred vendor, Pro360, you're looking at $200 for basic still photos. If you want a slideshow added, it's $275. For the whole package stills, slideshow, and aerial photos, it's $375.
$375 for the work seems reasonable.
It is. And just a small note, homes over 5,000 square feet, the photography costs a little bit more. But for most homes, those are the numbers.
So the really big decision point for a seller seems to be that $1,500 showings fee, saving versus effort. If I decide not to pay that $1,500, what happens practically? Am I literally the one unlocking the door for strangers?
Yes, essentially you are. If you opt out of the $1,500 fee, you take on showing the home yourself. Now, to be clear, their system still notifies you. You know, when interested buyers contact them or use a scheduling tool, you get the appointment request.
Okay, so I'm not totally blind.
No, you get the leads, the scheduling requests.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual coordination, being there, answering questions on the spot, walking them through, that falls on you, the seller.
Hmm. But let's be realistic. If I save that $1,500, what am I trading? A couple weekends for open houses? Stressing about getting home from work for a last-minute showing? What's the real effort involved, especially if the market's busy?
You're trading your personal time and energy for that financial saving. That's the core trade-off. While their showing service does handle the initial scheduling logistics, the agent isn't there during the showing.
Right.
So they can't answer nuanced questions in the moment, or gauge reactions, or provide that professional buffer. Now, if the buyer has their own agent, that agent will likely be there doing the tour.
Ah, okay. That's important.
Yes. But if a buyer comes along who doesn't have an agent yet, an unrepresented buyer, then you, the seller, become the main point of contact, the tour guide.
Mm-hmm.
It really puts the control and the responsibility in your hands. How much equity do you want to keep versus how much time do you want to spend?
Maximum control, maximum responsibility, potentially. Okay, let's backtrack to the base $2,000 then. If I only pay that and I decide, okay, I'll handle the showings myself, what professional support am I still getting? What's baked into that $2K?
You actually get quite a bit. More than you might think is included for that price. First off, the essential listing itself. Your property goes on the MLS, Zillow, Realtor.com, all the major platforms people search on.
Okay, so visibility is covered. What about figuring out the price?
That's number two, and it's a big one. They provide a comparative market analysis, a CMA. They'll meet with you, go over comparable sales, recommend a listing price, even give you staging tips.
And they do that for the $2K.
Even better.
Great.
They actually provide that CMA report and consultation completely complimentary, meaning free. Even if you talk to them, get the CMA, and then decide not to list with them.
Wow. Okay. So I could just meet them, get professional advice on my home's value and how to prep it, and walk away owing nothing. That's pretty generous. That's a strong lead generator for them, I bet.
It certainly builds goodwill and demonstrates value up front. Definitely. Okay, so moving on. The $2,000 fee also covers getting the official sales listing agreement signed. They use the standard Texas Association of Realtors forms and providing the seller's disclosure notice, which is legally required.
Got it. Legal paperwork. Check.
You also get professional realtor yard sign, assuming your HOA allows it.
So the basic marketing tools and compliance are handled.
Exactly. And managing the flow of interest calls off the sign. Online inquiries, that's handled by their professional scheduling service. Could be showing time, could be broker bay, depends on the area. They field those calls, schedule appointments based on your availability if you're doing showings, and pass feedback to you.
Okay, so they're still managing the incoming traffic.
Yes. And crucially, number six, the $2,000 includes professional sales and marketing expertise during the offer stage. They present all written offers to you. They discuss the pros and cons, give you recommendations. They prepare counteroffers for you, usually using electronic signatures like DocuSign.
Wait, really? So they're negotiating on my behalf for the base fee?
They're representing your interests as the listing agent throughout that whole negotiation process, presenting offers, advising you, drafting counters. That's included.
Okay, that's huge. So for $2,000, I get the market analysis, the listings, the sign, the scheduling coordination, and the expert negotiation support. I just pay extra if I want them to physically handle the showings and open houses.
That's a good summary. You're essentially buying back the physical presence part separately if you want it.
And what if the house doesn't sell right away? What's the listing term?
The initial listing agreement is for 4 months. If, you know, the market's slow or whatever reason it hasn't sold and you want to extend with them, it costs $750 for another four-month period.
$750 for an extension. Okay. Now, we need to talk about the other big commission number. The elephant in the room. All the saving we've discussed, the $2,000, the $1,500 option, that's just for my agent, the listing agent. What about the agent bringing the buyer?
Critical point. Cannot stress this enough. Mm-hmm. That $2,000 listing fee, even if you add the $1,500 showing fee, does not cover the commission for the buyer's agent.
Right.
Most buyers, especially in DFW, will have their own real estate agent representing them. And that agent is going to expect to be paid. Typically, they expect the seller to pay their commission.
So even using this model, I, the seller, still need to decide how much commission I'm willing to offer to attract buyer agents. And that amount is still negotiable, separate from the $2,000 I pay my listing agent.
That's exactly right. Your savings come purely from unbundling and drastically cutting the cost of your own representation. The buyer's agent commission is a separate line item, a separate negotiation. You decide what to offer, maybe 2%, 2.5%, 3%, and that's usually discussed with the menu real estate broker when you first sign up. They'll advise you based on market norms.
Okay, so this model fixes the listing side cost, but the buyer agent commission is still handled more traditionally through an offer from the seller.
Correct. It revolutionizes the listing side, leaves the buyer commission structure more or less intact, which, interestingly, leads us right into the second major way this brokerage is shaking things up, because they attack that side too.
Ah, right. It's not just about seller savings. They have a whole separate play for buyers, don't they?
They do. You have to understand, they're disrupting both sides. While sellers save with the flat fee, this company is also giving buyers a strong reason to use them as their agent. And that's where their buyer's agent service and this rebate program fit in.
Tell us about the rebate. That sounds appealing if you're buying.
It's definitely a major draw for buyers. Here's how it works. If a buyer uses this brokerage to represent them and purchasing any home, doesn't have to be one listed by Minju Real Estate, any home on the market.
Okay.
They can get a commission rebate of up to 1.5% of the final purchase price.
1.5%. Back to the buyer. How does that work? Is it cash at closing?
It's essentially yes. The structure is that they rebate the buyer half of whatever buyer's agent commission the brokerage receives from the seller at closing.
Okay, explain that.
So let's say a seller is offering a standard 3% commission to the agent who brings the buyer. If this brokerage represents the buyer, they receive that 3% commission from the seller at closing. Then they turn around and give half of it, 1.5% of the purchase price, back to their client, the buyer.
Wow. Okay, that's aggressive. So on that same $500,000 house example, if the seller offered 3% to the buyer agent, $15,000, and I use this brokerage as my buyer agent,
you'd get half of that $15,000, which is $7,500, rebated back to you.
$7,500 back in my pocket as the buyer. That could cover most of my closing costs, or buy furniture, or just, you know, reduce the effective price I paid. That's a huge incentive to use them as my buyer's agent.
It absolutely is. It's designed to win buyer business, create loyalty, drive volume. It's a very competitive tactic in the DFW market. But there's one really important condition the sources make clear.
What's the catch there?
This rebate is not available if you're buying a home where Menu Real Estate is also the listing broker.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. They can't really represent both sides fully and give a rebate based on a commission they essentially set themselves via the listing agreement. Prevents a conflict of interest, I suppose.
Exactly. They can't double dip and rebate in that specific scenario. But for any other listing on the market, if they represent you as the buyer, you're potentially getting up to 1.5% back.
Okay, so pulling it all together, Menu Real Estate basically gives sellers this unprecedented control over their costs and how involved they want to be. They unbundle the services, make the listing part super cheap, and let you add back things like showings if you want. It's a clear way to keep more equity.
It really is. It challenges that old 6% standard head on with transparency. You pay $2,000 for the core professional listing, marketing, and negotiation. You choose if you want to spend another $1,500 plus photography for more hands-on help. The savings are significant either way. You know exactly what you're paying for and what effort you're contributing yourself.
That transparency and control, that seems to be the core appeal.
Definitely. And, you know, this combination of the flat fee listing for sellers plus these potentially large rebates for buyers, it really brings up a fascinating question for the whole DFW market, doesn't it?
How so?
Well, we see the flat fee model boosting seller savings. But if the same company is also effectively cutting buyer agent commissions in half via rebates, does this start to fundamentally change expectations around commissions on both sides? Does this aggressive dual approach shift, where the real negotiation power lies in the entire transaction process going forward?
That's a really interesting thought. If both sellers are paying less fixed fees and buyers are getting kickbacks, where does that pressure eventually lead for commission structures overall? That dual disruption is definitely food for thought for anyone buying or selling in DFW right now. Thank you for breaking down this this complex but potentially very rewarding model.
My pleasure. It's certainly changing the conversation.